Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:02, partly sunny today, 41 eventually. It's about 35 right now. Our producer Brett, not very lucky lately. When he gets in line at the stores, having the worst luck possible.
I always pick the wrong line, too.
Do you?
Every time. And I know, like, you're like, oh, it just seems that way. No. Every single time. I don't have the kind of drama that, I just got a slow checkout clerk. Brett's got pure...
Yeah, so what's been happening?
It's a bad streak. I mean, the least of it was was yesterday at Target, the friendly register woman chatting up the woman in front of me.
See, there's no time.
Oh, this is a wonderful outfit you got. Oh, my goodness. Where was this? What aisle is this? And blah, 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 you know, keep talking about that. Then the woman, the woman shopping has a ton of coupons. And one didn't work, and then they're trying to figure that out. But then she was cool about it, and then she apologized to me for taking so long.
Oh, that's nice.
So at least that was nice.
That's tolerable.
I've never been to Aldi before. I keep hearing things about it. I went there. I got a couple
what
of things.
It? What's Aldi?
Aldi, I think, is owned by Trader Joe's. They have a lot of generic stuff.
Like
they
the
sell
other
real
kind
stuff.
Of Cheerios, but, the other
and a lot of stuff made in it, so the prices are low.
So their Cheerios come with extra sawdust?
I guess. Okay. I don't know. I didn't buy those, but if I do, I'll let you know about that. But so the woman in front of me has... everything completely rung up. She realized she has a $5 coupon. And for whatever reason, it couldn't be remedied right away. I don't know why. And she was holding up the line for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh my God. Please. I'll give you the $5. Please, just go.
That's what you just...
Just go.
I was that close. It makes you want to grab her by a hair, drag her outside, and shove a $5 bill in her mouth.
Oh my God.
Take it. Get out.
So that was the other, and then I went to Stop and Shop, and the guy in front of me, an older guy, you know, it was pretty nice. He bought the, there was a buy one, get one free tuna sale. He bought the wrong tuna cans.
Oh, no.
So he's in the middle of his order, and it's, you know, halfway being rung up. He realizes, I got the wrong tuna. I'll be right back. And so then he comes back, and then the woman at the register wasn't the speediest of registered people, and she's trying to figure out how to remove the old tuna from there. No, it's over. It's over here. Hold on. Wait. Oh, there it is. No, that's not it. The guy had like 10 items. I don't know how she couldn't find. So that took a couple minutes to remove the tuna. Then the guy has $2 left on a gift card. So he takes that. Then he's got a bunch of coupons.
And now, oh, my God.
And now the total is down to $2. Went from like $15, $20 to $2.50. And then he asked, did it take the coupons? Yeah. No, it didn't take the coupons.
Yeah. And then he took
out... it took the coupons!
And then he took out his checkbook.
And well, no. That would have been the next... Then he paid with the credit card.
Good God.
After that. 10 minutes behind the line. I mean, the woman behind the counter too. I don't... Where is it?
Nicole will do that. Like, it's so funny because I am so anxiety riddled. It's pathetic. Like, we'll be in the supermarket, or it's been a while, but there will be times we'll be in the supermarket and we'd be like the next ones up, right? And she'd be like, oh, I forgot. And like over there, and she's got to run across this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, I go, I will leave here.
Absolutely.
I will leave here with the stuff and without you. I promise you.
I put the stuff on the belt and I help the girl bag. I make it go as quick as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
So too bad. Don't worry about it.
That's what I try. But I don't. So you make
And you know they're lying.
So you screwed up. Now you're leaving me on the line. Yeah. I have to look like a jerk off because you made a mistake.
Right. I'm not holding up the line.
No. You know what? I'm going to ring this stuff up. Yeah. If it's done, hey, if you get back before it's done, lucky break.
Yep.
If you're not, me and the groceries are leaving you here. Bye.
Yep. I am checked out. Ooh, sorry. Now go through the express.
Yeah.
That's it. Because, Susan will say it. She'll be like, it's right over there. I know right where it is. I said, okay. She's never back. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what else are you doing? Because I could have run there and got it and come back way quicker than you. So I'm checking out as quick as I can.
A shiny red marble came across the aisle that led her to a sale item.
I'm bringing an aluminum bat from now on.
Yeah.
That's going to be the sound in the checkout aisles.
Brett, but here's the thing. You're joking. nobody would mind.
No, not at all.
And, unless they were on the receiving end, everybody else in line would completely understand.
Yeah.
Even I would be like, all right, well, you know, he did what he had to do.
Violence is fine. Nobody
me,
minds.
Mind if I cut you?
No, you're not going to cut me.
I'm going to step on you as I go through.
Right. The whole world has got your back, Brett.
It's amazing. You have to, you know, an extra 30 seconds and everybody's all pissed off.
I need those people in front of me to have my back. That's what I need.
Yeah, it happens.
Stop being stupid.
It happens nowhere but New York. I'm pretty positive.
607, partly sunny, 41 today eventually. Here's Ted.
Right now on the...
We're just talking about Brett, our producer's recent luck at checkout lines. Like every store he goes into, he's behind someone who can't find an item, picks the wrong item, no coupons, the guy with the tuna has the wrong tuna.
Get your ass together, people.
What
was that Michael Douglas movie?
When falling he just, down?
Falling down.
When he gets sick of stuff.
Falling Brett.
Right, you got to wear a short sleeve white shirt. Get a crew cut short sleeve white shirt, little pencil protective thing
and
in your pocket.
Just start kicking some ass.
With those black glasses.
Supermarket justice, bro.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What's going on?
I have to agree with Brett. With that tuna thing, with that guy having the wrong tuna,
yeah.
If you have something wrong and you have to go get something again, that's an automatic lose your spot. That's automatic lose your spot. End of the line. Too bad.
You know, me being the giving guy that I am and it being the holiday season, I'll give you 30 seconds.
Eh.
You got 30 seconds. If you can't make it back in 30 seconds, grab your stuff and go.
Especially if it's a woman or something, and I'll be a little nicer.
It's not going to know because a woman's not going to do it in 30 seconds because she doesn't care about you. The guy cares about looking like a dick. The women don't care. They don't.
That is true. You're
they
right.
don't care.
Multiple times.
The world, at that moment, the world revolves around them and nobody else matters.
Yeah,
but the
I
guy,
care a lot more than Susan does. That's
the
true.
The guy fears looking like an idiot and he just doesn't, you know.
Yep.
And if the
That's
one
my experience as well.
And if the one guy if the guy doesn't care about looking like a dick, his name is Ted.
My tuna guy didn't care.
He didn't care.
He didn't care.
About what you say?
He didn't care what he looked like.
None of you guys,
he's
right?
He's the exception.
None of us guys would ever get out of line and go get something and come back.
I've done it once. It's quick.
I would put my
never
stuff
do
in
it.
My car, come back in like an idiot with my tail between my legs to get the thing I forgot.
Dude, I don't even want to use coupons because I feel like I look like an ass. You know?
Yeah, this guy didn't care. What? Wait, hold on. Get the fly circular over here. Hold on. Hold on a second. No, wait. There was Starkish.
Is that last
week? But
there's
Chicken of the Sea. Wait, Chicken of the Sea is the one.
Miss, this is last week's
circular.
I need
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. No, it does say Starkish. Okay. All right. Can I go get that? All right.
Oh, poor Brett. Well, Brett's on a bad streak. This is what he ends up in the line behind. 6-4, it's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 619. We were just talking about, if you're just waking up, Brett, our producers, check out hell. Every line he's getting on, there's some sort of complication in front of him. For the simplest things, even in a grocery store.
I'm staying
problems.
Home from now on.
Don't get in line
forever.
Till the new year. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
One time I was online at a grocery store, and I was third from the cashier. And the guy in front of me was screaming at the guy who was checking out because he forgot two things. Screaming at him. Like being such a dick.
Oh, no.
So then that guy goes, and the guy in front of me starts going. He gets through all his stuff, has a ton of stuff, opens up his wallet and forgot his credit card.
the guy was...
I'm sorry, everybody. I just got to run to my car. And the woman behind me hammered him. A woman. An older woman. Hammered this guy. To where he finally said, just void everything out and left.
You know what though? I would have been so embarrassed. I wouldn't even say void everything out. I'd be like, I'll be right back.
I come back. Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I love it. This is how it is, especially this time of year. 621, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock.
Supermarket murder. Here's Salisbury Hill.
With Roger and JP. Roger and JP is 625. Partly sunny and 41 degrees today, eventually. Pretty cold out. If you're just waking up, Brett, our producer, has been going through checkout hell. No matter what line he gets in and what store, he gets stuck behind someone who does something egregious. Something where they deserve the old aluminum bat treatment.
Something that deserves murder.
They're just holding up lines for ridiculous reasons. Just being stupid a lot of the times. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
What's even worse is you get the old people that refuse to use the credit cards. They still use cash.
Mm-hmm.
I went one time. I was in a crazy hurry. I had this old woman. She's probably in her 80s. She bought something. It was like, you know, $10.69. She had to find the exact change.
Right. Right.
She's like picking through her pocketbook.
A little coin purse.
Little spit tissues are coming out. Pennies. I was like, here's a dollar. Just go.
Right.
Just go.
Right.
Just go.
Right. Merry Christmas.
And you know what's funny? You're complaining about them using cash. My issue is when they bust out the checkbook, dude.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Thank God.
Open letter to every retail establishment. Knock it off with the checks.
Yeah, no checks.
Don't accept them.
Yep.
Credit card, cash. That's it.
And it has to be an exact number, no odd numbers. It's either $2 or $3. Nothing, no change.
In the end, it's all going to equal out. If it's $2.51, then it's $3. If it's $2.49, then it's $2. It'll all equal out in the end.
Round it up.
And good idea. And even if thanks it can't be all year wrong, it should be at least from November 15th till December 31st. Sure. November 15th, December 31st, no retail checks anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Just round number prices, as you like.
That should be a law. Balloon! Write that one down.
No checks. Rounded off prices. Nope. It does make everything easier.
No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
That's it. Hey, thanks for the call. 627, here's Ted.
And right now on the LIE westbound, some